Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, we got an email here that says you didn't discover the band Romero, as you seemed to suggest in an earlier episode.
Yeah, you caught me. I guess I'm a bit of a troublemaker. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And you heard our new picks, our November new music picks last week, and you heard the interns' picks last week. And if you didn't, well then, what are you doing? Go back and do
seriously.
That, all right? It's out, still out there. You can go listen to it in the feed. But now, it's the listener's turn, and we always start with the same listener. Who is that, Patrick?
Stephen Rutledge, ladies and gentlemen. He's got it.
All right, thanks to Niklas Nygaards for that jingle. Yes. That jingle is awesome.
Yes.
That never gets old. Now, here is Stephen's recording.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow listeners. It's Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for November. I'm starting off with a somewhat left-field choice, which is Litany of Godly Love by Nicholas Lenz and Nick Cave. Clearly it was Mr. Cave that drew me to this piece of music, and that's what it is, a piece of music rather than a rock song. It is even released on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Nick Cave has always had a very real spiritual dimension to his work, and the collection which this track is part of takes that to the next level. If you're playing a clip, you might want to start from about 90 seconds in, as you'll get the part where the second vocalist comes in, and it will give listeners a better idea of what this is about. I have a feeling that many will find this a little bit too out there, but it spoke to me, and sometimes a change is as good as a rest. Speaking of change, my next choice is a somewhat different sound, as we return to this new single, Troublemaker, from a band I featured once before, Australian rockers Romero. Energetic, feisty and melodic, this should be much more to the taste of both you and my fellow listeners. My third choice is Meal Deal from the new EP Tell Me Your Mind and I'll Tell You Mine from King Hannah. I'd best describe this as Mazzy Star meets Lucinda Williams, which is an intriguing mix to say the least. A mini epic, being almost a whole album in one 8-minute song, it has shot straight into my top 10 best songs of 2020. I love the way it goes from the chilled out start into the harder, almost alt country sound, before the Doors-like expansive breakdown and then the Neil Young-esque rock out to the end. It's simply fantastic. I cannot overstate how much I love this. Again, you might want to start playing from about 90 seconds in, because it's a long song and it takes quite a while to get going. My fellow listeners, be sure to check out the full song, otherwise you'll be missing out on the real experience. We're back into full-on melodic, harmony-filled power pop territory with Losing Train of Thought by Brian Bringelson. It won't take much to understand why this appealed to me, but suffice to say, if I was to tell you that this was a Jerry Love outtake from the Songs from Northern Britain sessions, then you wouldn't think I was kidding. My final choice is a seasonal one, with Christmas Hopefully from Bear's Den. Less is more here, with the stripped-down and clean verse really allowing the song to shine through. And unlike most seasonal songs, this is not overproduced. With the sentiment of, I hope you find some peace of mind this Christmas, hopefully, that's something we can all get on board with after the year we've had. The name of the band, Bear's Den, being in, as in the den of a bear, and when it's spelt as one word and no apostrophe, Bear's Den, that is, of course, a suburb of Glasgow, which makes this choice even more appropriate. As this is my last missive before Christmas, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you both interns Mary, Sam, Sammy and Matt, as well as my fellow listeners, a happy Christmas and a better 2021 than 2020 has been. And of course, be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right. That reverb just gets better and better.
I truly love that man. I really do. He's a fantastic human being.
Yep. So there's some really interesting stuff here. I haven't really listened to any of it.
Nope.
It's first time for me as well. So let's start here with the first song, Nicholas Lenz and Nick Cave, Litany of Godly Love. What do you make of that?
Well, I'll tell you what. What Stephen said was really interesting, that this was released on the Deutsch Grammophon label.
Yep.
That's intense. Listeners to this podcast may know that I worked in a record store back in my early days and, you know, kind of the formation of my record collecting passion. And I'll tell you, Jim, when you went over to the classical section and you saw the Deutsche Grammophon, you were like in a whole different world. You're like, mm-hmm. What is this? Like, you know, this guy wrote this back in 1871 or something.
Right.
You know, and they're still making a new version of it. Wow, it must be pretty
right.
good. And I got scared and went away. But later came to understand, you know, some of how that all worked. And, well, that was incredible. I mean, I can see Nick Cave doing that. He's you know, an artist on that level. And even through that, though, I could hear some like classic Nick Cave, you know, some of the little creepy kind of birthday party
totally.
Violins
totally.
Yeah. and stuff. Yeah, it was cool.
I completely agree. Yeah, Deutsche Grammophon, renowned classical label and,
yep.
You know, heavy hitter in that area.
Absolutely, that big area. Time, yeah.
And the kind of place where, like you said, as a kid, like you would imagine like your Elektra or your Epic Records, stuff like that would have like, you know, sort of like cool guys working there behind the scenes in the A&R department and all that. And they were like coked out and they were, you know, wearing like, you know, expensive clothes, right? For like boutiques and stuff. Right. And then you imagine the people at Deutsche Grammophon like all in like gray flannel suits, right?
Yeah,
and they come to work
exactly.
and ties and
right.
you know, taking it all very, very seriously, what their work they're doing. Right. So that's where Nick Cave is working now. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, this album that this is from, actually, although this is November New Music because it was a single.
Yep.
This album actually just came out December 4th.
Oh, great.
And it's called Litanies. And you can see here, Patrick, the track list, everyone is Litany of. Every song
yep.
is Litany of something, right? So, all right. Now, the next song, we're going to skip over this one. It's called Troublemaker. It's by this band Romero. And We played that last week. That was one of my new music picks, and I did not know that Steven picked it because I like to make my own picks independently, so I don't listen to these new music, the listener calls, until after we've concluded that business. But anyway, and I, you know, picked this song Troublemaker, and I gave you guys a little bit of info on this band, and then Steven on Twitter corrected me, or not corrected me, but pointed out to me that I had heard this band before because he picked a previous song of theirs back in like February. And so, you know, I apologize if I was, you know, trying to sound like I discovered this band.
No,
because I forgot that Steven introduced me to the band.
As did and, I.
Yes. And what happened was, and this is a funny thing, you're asking about music discovery. The way I found this song Troublemaker was because it popped up in my Spotify release radar that comes out every Friday.
Yep.
Because I was following the band. And how would I be following the band other than I got the recommendation from Steven?
That's right.
So all thanks to you, Steven, for the band recommendation. That's how I discovered and was alerted when they had a new music out. But I kind of totally forgot that that's how I learned of the band. So my apologies on that. But anyway, now, but the next one here, I don't know anything about this band, King Hannah, or at least not that I think. Maybe I do. I don't know. King Hannah. The song is Meal Deal, and he said start this about 90 seconds in.
Hey, Mr. Spider, you're not looking too well. Why don't you go get yourself a lovely meal deal?
That was the one he said he thought was like a mix of Mazzy Star and Lucinda Williams.
Yeah, so. I mean, absolutely. Can hear the roots of those two influences. As Steven alluded to during his call, we play clips of these songs, and we want you to go and check out the, you know, the full tune, and
yes.
we try to give you a flavor. And sometimes, you know, a band like Mazzy Star, it takes a while for that stuff to unfold, and it's nice to get a little taste of it. And so I definitely just want to go listen to the whole thing. That's kind of where I am with that.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
And another thing the listeners can do, I mean, you certainly go seek out King Hannah yourselves. We would encourage that.
Yeah.
But also, when we get all the way done with all the new music stuff, we put together a playlist of all the picks, and we will link to that out of our newsletter. So go to suburbspod.com and then click on newsletter and sign up for our weekly newsletter. It comes out every Friday. And you'll find the playlist there at the end of this week. All right. Next up is Brian Bringleson, and the song is Losing Train of Thought.
Telling lies.
All right, yes, I can definitely hear the Teenage Fan Club sort of sound in that.
Without a doubt. And liked it. Yeah. Liked the way the drums were put together. I don't know. I get fascinated, Jim, by because the world expands at 1,000 times every single second. There's more for musicians to discover, like every day, right? Every month, you know, after they listen to new music picks on Rock in the Suburbs.
Yep.
But it's interesting to see what kind of stuff, what kind of wheat gets separated from the chaff, like, you know, what albums endure and what influences endure and why do they endure and stuff like that. And Teenage Fan Club certainly seems like one of those bands that's going to endure for a long time. Hmm. And that, I think, is really interesting. Pretty cool.
Well, and the other thing I think that makes them so brilliant is this. When they came on the scene, kind of broke through like 30 years ago now, something
yeah,
like that.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
At that time, everybody was like, oh, this band sounds like Big Star.
Yep.
This band sounds like Big Star.
Yep.
Now you have a whole generation that goes like, this band sounds like Teenage Fan Club.
Yep.
Right?
That's so true. What a great point, Jim. Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's part of the amazing.
They've managed to transcend all of that.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And that means a lot, I think.
Yep. Okay. Now, Stephen also mentioned a Christmas song called Christmas Hopefully by Bear's Den, but let's save that for the playout. I think it'd be a nice playout for this
episode.
But I do want to ask one thing real quickly. Do they have bears in Scotland?
Good question. I don't know.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm not even making a joke. I don't know that. Like, do they have bears over there? I don't know.
And if one falls in the woods,
it doesn't make
a sound.
We have, bears all over North America, and I don't know, do you ever go I'm not a camper. I never go camping. Do you do that? And but part of the reason why I have no interest in camping is because I don't want to be attacked in the middle of the night by a bear.
That's one very good reason.
Let's move on here. Our next caller is somebody who was new to us last month, and he called back again this month, and this is Greg from Poland.
Oh, fabulous.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Greg, your strange voice from Poland. I was so shocked when I suddenly listened my voice in one of October's peak episode, and it was very, very close to kind of accident because I was on ladder that moment, a few steps above floor, painting my wife's new office walls. But I'm okay. And thank you for your encouragement and warm welcome. I'm really proud to be on the same wave together with Nicholas and Tim. Now we are in December, a bit of snow in the small park on my suburbs where I'm walking with my dog. So I think it's a good moment to share November new music. Something could help in journey through winter months. If you are looking for something like this, please put your ear to new album from Eels, E-E-L-S, titled Earth to Dora. This is Los Angeles band, strongly led by Mark Evert, aka Mr. E. So even if you know Eels music not much, you will be rather links them with dark phrases of music and dark lyrics. So it has been a nice surprise that in that full of fears and darkness 2020, band released bunch of mostly very warm sounds and words. In contrary to current hard time. Let's say enough sunny to feel good in winter, but still unsettling and keeping us at a distance from comfort zone. You don't have to be an expert to know that lyrics mostly are touching a complicated relationship, probably finished soon. Such a thing is always good to be translated into reflections in songs. I like such albums which contain consistent lyrics and music just like Earth to Dora. I think that Mr. E's decision to change orientation from electronics to more acoustic sounds brings that positive, warm result. Maybe in some way this record is going to prepare us for post-COVID mornings. I hope so. I have already started to thinking about my best 2020 albums, and I think that Earth to Dora could be in my top 5. It's still too fresh record to be sure about it, but I'd like to recommend this album. Hard to decide what song I'd like to ask you to play. Initially, I thought about Are You Fucking Your Ex? Because sounds pretty strong, but this is not fully representative, I think, track. So nevertheless, it's worth to check whole album. So I suggest to start with opener Anything for Boo. And please don't be surprised after first few tacts. Sounds like Angelo Badalamenti Twin Peaks theme. After then, when this episode ends, you can continue with rest of songs on this album. What is my November recommendation? Okay, my dog starts let me know that time to go home from this frozen walk. I'm really wondering what about others' November's recommendation. All the best. All listeners, Inter, and you, Jim and Patrick. So stay rock in the suburb. Bye.
That is Eels.
Lovely.
Now, how familiar are you with Eels?
You know, probably in a cursory way. Yeah. I've seen the band a few times. I know some of their songs, and you know, had written about them way back in the day. And I think you know, Greg said it right about you know, sort of dark humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of where Mark E, Mr. E, you know, kind of works. And there's a lot to be said for that. I think he's a very talented musician. It's amazing to hear from Greg. You know, I want to say one thing first. If anyone falls during listening to our podcast, and gets injured, Because of our podcast, please call me and I will give you Jim's information and you can send any lawsuits and stuff there. But I'm sorry that Craig fell off a ladder while he was painting.
I know. Okay. So first, let me comment on Eels. They're one of those bands that I think cursory is probably even more apt for me. They're one of those bands that every time I've heard something by them, I've liked it, but for whatever reason, I've never really explored their catalog.
Yeah,
so I probably should. I should take some time and learn more about Eels, because it seems like the kind of band that has had a pretty long career, but always puts out like sort of quality material. Like when you hear that song right there, you're like, that's a good little song. Like
very good, you know? Very, very well crafted. And I think, Mark Everett, really is one of those guys that's so clever and also mm-hmm. so good at putting a song together that oftentimes, you know, you might think, well, that's super good and that's super clever. But to do it, like you said, Jim, for that long and that consistently, that means a lot. I mean, it's not, you know, an easy trick. Let's just say that if it's not even a trick, it's an amazing skill. So,
yep. Now, I'm so happy that Greg is part of the community.
Oh, my God.
It's our first, at least that we know of, it's our Eastern European contingent over there. He represents all of them, I think. And
exactly.
Now, here's my question for Greg, though. Do you have bears in Poland? This is what I want to know. In fact, now I'm curious. I want every caller to let us know when you call in. Tell us, do you have bears or not where you live? All right. That's going to be a new feature of the show. All right. Now, let's get out of here. We're going to go with the... Christmas song is the playout by Bear's Den, and tomorrow we'll have two more callers with November new music picks. All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan,
and I'm Patrick Boston,
and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Morning breaks. It's a sobering take, but I'm here, and you are not again. This time of year, I usually lean on my closest friends, secretly hoping that you'll be coming back here. I don't mind, I don't care, I don't need your love. No, maybe I never did. I am strong, I belong to this world. And if I cannot belong to anyone, then I'll confide in the quiet winter light of gathering. And I hope you find some peace of mind this Christmas, hopefully.
Do you have bears? Bears, 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 bears.